But tonight, 4,500 bottles of milk will be loaded onto a plane in Sydney, bound for Shanghai, becoming the first shipment of fresh Australian milk ever sold to China. The consignment also heralds the start of a lucrative new export industry for Australia and some good news for our dairy farmers. It comes after 18 months of tough negotiations between Australian dairy authorities, the Norco Cooperative in northern New South Wales, and Chinese officials. Norco Chief Executive Brett Kelly joins us this morning. Mr. Kelly, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning.
Congratulations to you on getting this deal done. The milk leaves tonight. When do the Chinese customers enjoy their first glass of fresh Australian milk?
It actually left late yesterday afternoon, so it will arrive there today.
Right.
The actual time frame, basically now from the farm to end up on the supermarket shelf, is around about 8 or 9 days. So that leaves still about 10 days in terms of the lifespan of the milk.
And so how difficult has it been to grind down the number of days to take it to get from Australian farms to Chinese mouths? That's been the key to this.
Yes, that has been the key to it. It's taken probably in terms of time about 18 months. But in a nutshell, what was happening is that it would take 6 days of testing in Australia and then about another 6 or 7 days in China. When you add on the air freight and the rest of it, you sort of run out of life for the milk. What we've been able to achieve is what's called parallel testing. And what that is that when we test the batch of the milk in Australia at the same time, simultaneously, we start testing in China. And that's now brought it back to that 8 or 9 day time frame. And we've had that approved and certified by Chinese customs. So we're at the stage now where we're just really looking now to develop some traction in terms of sales and the retail end of the market.
Yeah, so how do you do that? I mean, have you got contracts to sell a certain volume?
We don't have any actual contracts yet. What we have is a huge amount of interest right across the board from China. In China, the actual market is predominantly ESL, which is extended shelf life, and UHT. So fresh milk is very rare. And secondly, being that it's coming from Australia, they perceive Australia as a very, very high standard in terms of clean and green. And when you add on top of that, that it's a 118-year-old farmer-owned cooperative, you've got a really strong point of difference. So ESL milk has been promoted as fresh milk, but what we'll be doing now is promoting the fact that this is real Australian fresh milk. And we're also aiming at the middle class in the marketplace. So they're renowned for being very well educated, very switched on and very focused on health.
And so what does that mean for your farmers? I mean, we've seen other cooperatives in Australia who've had success, and dairy farmers who, you know, get up at whatever time of the morning earlier than you do for breakfast radio, put it that way,
yes.
Seen them turned into millionaires. I mean, can your 190 families expect that there might be a windfall from this?
Well, I think, look, we're very conservative. Again, being 118 years old and how we do things, we plan everything for the long term. But look, in a nutshell, the strategy is we're predominantly a domestic business in terms of our milk supply. We want to develop the export business into a substantial business with time. And the reason behind that is it gives us more leverage, it gives us more opportunities. And what that will lead into is a stronger, more fair price at the farm gate for our farmers. One of the challenges we have, as you would be aware, is that we need our Australian farmers to be sustainable, and they need to be able to reinvest into their farms. And the only way you can do that is you've got to get a fair price so that they can afford to do that.
And Coles and Woolies have been driving down the price at the farm gate with the milk wars, and that's put enormous strain on farmers, particularly farmers in New South Wales and Queensland who only supply the domestic market. Just explain a little further, how does having overseas customers help that?
In a nutshell, it's all about supply and demand. So basically, the demand potential in export in China, even if you get a very, very small percentage due to the population, could be a huge volume. Now, if you get that volume and they're prepared to pay a higher price, which they are, then all of a sudden you can get a better price at farm gate. And what that means is that I think back home in Australia, it'll just help everyone to be more aware that we need to be paying a fair price
Because you'll say to Coles and Woolies, well, we don't have to sell it to you at a discount.
Well,
we'll sell it to our Chinese customers.
You know how it all works. At the end of the day, the farmers are going to sell their product. Preferably, we want to continue to do what we always do, but you have to sell it where you can get the best price so that you can survive in the business. And, yes, that's what I mean by leverage. It'll give us that opportunity to be able to build our farm gate milk price.
And so does that mean that potentially, if this market takes off, the days of $2 milk in Australia might be over unless the big two players, Coles and Woolies, are willing to absorb the cost themselves of delivering the discount?
Look, I think my personal opinion is I think it's a matter of time before that changes, because ultimately what I've seen is it's ultimately about the consumer. And we have found that when the consumer is educated about the sustainability of farmers, they are prepared to pay a fair price. Everybody, is basically has the same position to deal with in terms of cash flow and the cost of living and cost of business is difficult. But the consumer is very aware that they want the Australian farmer to survive. So I think with time, as people are more aware of that, the price has to go up in terms of farm gate. We can't control what the retail prices are, but what we certainly do control from our cooperative is what we sell the milk for.
Okay. Looking more broadly, this is a fantastic deal that you've been able to achieve. But more broadly across the dairy industry, has Australia really dragged the chain in terms of exports to China? I noticed that New Zealand is the world's biggest milk supplier. They've got 35% of the international market. We've just got 10%. The Financial Times calls New Zealand the Saudi Arabia of milk. Why aren't we?
Look, I don't know if dragging the chain is the right way, but I agree 100%. I was just over in China recently with Austrade, and it just always again confirms in my mind that is a future market, a huge market for Australia in terms of us producing. And we really do need to be focused on that. The other thing, of course, is that Australia needs to always remember our brand, our perception of our product is the best in the world. And it is. It's a high-quality product. So we need to really capitalise on it. And I think, yes, we have huge potential to develop that market.
And can you do it on a co-op-by-co-op basis as you have? Because in New Zealand, they have the company that represents essentially the New Zealand Dairy Board, who've been as successful as we have in Australia with, say, sugar or wheat in terms of marketing the national product. If Australia's really to push into China, is that sort of coordination necessary?
I think that all helps. And obviously, if you have a synergy, again, of everyone working together, it helps. I mean, the way that, obviously I look at this from our point of view is that, my whole job is the cooperative, and the cooperative is owned by our members that are all farmers.
So what have you got, 190 people?
Yes.
And Fonterra in New Zealand, which is essentially the National Dairy Board, has got 10,600. They do $17 billion in annual turnover.
I know. They're huge. And they've done a fantastic job, and, they've been very focused. So I think you've got to start small, take a step at a time, but the bottom line is that there is an incredible opportunity sitting right next door to us for the future to develop our markets, and we need to be focused on that.
All right, thank you very much for taking us through all that. I do appreciate it, and congratulations on getting that milk through. That's a mighty achievement.
Thank you very much.
Brett Kelly there, the CEO of the Norco Cooperative in New South Wales.